Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. We're going to be reviewing Hacksaw Ridge. Hacksaw Ridge was directed by Mel Gibson. Though best known for acting, he has directed Braveheart, Passion of the Christ, and Apocalypto. It's written by Andrew Knight and Robert Shicklin. Knight is known for a lot of TV credits. Shicklin has previously written the Pacific TV series. It stars Andrew Garfield as Desmond Doss. Garfield has been in the most recent Spider-Man movies. Teresa Palmer plays Dorothy Doss. She has been in The Grudge 2, Warm Bodies, which was awesome, and Lights Out, which was not so awesome. The synopsis is WW2 American Army medic Desmond T. Doss, who served during the Battle of Okinawa, refuses to kill people and becomes the first conscientious objector in American history to be awarded the Medal of Honor. So obviously this is based on factual events. The movie starts off with him growing up in the 1920s or 1930s. He's competitive with his brother. His father, who's played by Hugo Weaving, is pretty abusive. And his mother was religious. His father fought in World War I, and that comes to play later in the movie. And at some point, he learns his values because he smashes his brother with a brick. And this is maybe within the first 15 minutes of the movie that shaped his perception about how he treats people. And then the movie cuts to him being a teenager and working at a church. And the next event that happens is that he sees someone working on a car. The car falls on top of that person. He helps rescue that person and then takes him to the hospital. And that's where he's met with the nurse, which is played by Teresa Palmer, who later becomes his wife. He keeps showing up to see her. And then they go out, they fall in love. It's also through her that he finds his love of medicine. His brother enlists in the military, despite his family's objections. Desmond eventually enlists in the military. So Keith.
Yes, Barry.
What did you think of Hacksaw Ridge?
I thought it probably was the best World War II movie I've seen. I thought that the pacing was off the first half of the movie, but then after I watched the whole movie, I realized the pacing was perfect. No doubt about it that Mel Gibson is probably one of the best directors out there. I mean, the guy understands how to tell a story. The story was already amazing. Like, before I went to the movie, I read a little bit about Desmond Doss, and the stuff he did was amazing, and Mel Gibson captured all of it. He didn't build him up as some kind of superhero that a lot of biopics will often do. There was just this...
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of hero worship.
Yeah, none at all. It was mostly about a guy being steadfast in his beliefs and holding to that no matter what. But at the same time, it showed that there was a real conflict in what it was, not in holding to his beliefs, but in how he was being treated. And you kind of saw that frustration that was mounting within him. And the first half, again, was I felt it was that the pacing was off. It felt like it was just kind of like, you know, why are we seeing so much of this stuff? They could have gone through and kind of whipped through it a little faster. But in this case, once the movie ended, you realize you had to get to know that character. Like, you need to understand where he was coming from. And there was a couple moments where, through flashback and him talking to other soldiers, that you realized why he was the way he was. I mean, every decision he made, there was something in his past that impacted the man he was today, and they showed all of it.
That is true. So let me just go ahead and get into a couple of things. The first item that I wanted to say, that it was a great casting. I'm not a big fan of Andrew Garfield, but he's pretty awesome in this role. And also Vince Vaughn, who has a tendency to be miscast in most things, i.e. True Detective Season 2. Did a good job in this. And also Sam Worthington, who is on my I don't think he can act list, also did a very good job. Hugo Weaving, he does a good job playing a conflicted, troubled person. And Mel Gibson's directing is very sound in this movie. All the framing and blocking for the cinematography works well. And another item that I have is great use of flashbacks, because there is only one in the movie and it only happens towards the end of it. Instead of a lot of movies currently that have too many flashbacks. A couple of things that I didn't like was that it was kind of visually too clean at the beginning. And there's also some points where CG was just used very poorly. There's a lot of sky and like background replacements for the CG. Right. That, especially the ending scene, it felt a little weird. It runs too long and it's slightly sappy at points, but none of that actually detracts from the total package of the movie. I do agree with you about the pace of the movie, because one thing that happens is that his brother departs very early in the movie and you never hear about him again. And then at some point he's brought up for a court martial because he does not want to use a rifle. That whole court martial and like what happens after that seemed very abrupt, because it jumps directly to them being in battle, which seemed a little odd to me.
So you're telling me that he was going to get court-martialed because he did not want to use a weapon?
He was being court-martialed because he violated a direct order. He was ordered by his CO, his commanding officer, to pick up the weapon.
So damn, so his beliefs were that strict to the point he wouldn't even pick up a weapon.
There was a reason for it, though.
He was a Seventh-day Adventist, and again, his mother is very religious. Injected in him that biblical law is the supreme law.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, you got to think about it. During wartime and you're not going to pick up a weapon. Like, are you serious? You're in the trenches and you're not going to pick up a weapon. For him to stand so firmly into his beliefs, I mean, that alone is something to be congratulated, man, especially in that situation. That's...
So the interesting thing about that, and I don't want to go into spoilers, but his reasons for that were more psychological than religious.
Yeah, okay. Between what happened, he winds up being a medic in the military. Battle scene in this is amazing. The second half is the Battle of Okinawa, them trying to take Hacksaw Ridge. The second half of the movie is just straight on, full on war.
You know Mel Gibson doesn't shy away from the blood and violence. I mean, he went full bore in this one. I mean, there was a lot of CG blood and effects in this, yeah. But they were effectively used. I mean, we're talking, you saw everything. Like, a bullet hit a guy and the exit wounds were there. I mean, you know, we're talking
people
50
got
caliber
torn down,
impacts.
People got blown into pieces where there is top half of body, no bottom half of body. And this is all on screen.
He was labeled a conscientious objector, but in truth, that wasn't what he was. You know, he basically said he just would not take a human life and he would not touch a gun. And he didn't work on Saturdays. Because that was his Sabbath.
Pretty much.
You know, he couldn't function without it. So there was a point in the movie where you got one of his main rivals in boot camp and stuff that was, he's about to get shot in the back, and Doss comes charging out of nowhere to tackle the guy. And he basically just tackles him and tries to disarm him. And that was how he fought in combat. That's what he would do. Not only that, he was helping everybody. Anyone he came across who was injured or wounded, he would try to help. He helped some Japanese guys, some of the after the they got pushed off the ridge for the first time, that's when you see what got him the Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he basically just was going back and forth, back and
so
forth.
So he's
going
the
to get
only person on the ridge at some point saving people after everyone else had retreated. That in itself is amazing. I have a question for you, Keith.
Shoot.
This is probably my fourth favorite war movie. So, number one, I have Black Hawk Down. Number two, Fury. Number three, Saving Private Ryan. Number four, this movie. And rounding that out is going to be Apocalypse Now, Full Metal Jacket, Born on the 4th of July, Platoon, Jarhead, and then Lone Survivor. Where would you place this as far as your favorite war movies?
I'd actually place it, probably put it above Saving, oh wait, you put it behind Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
I'll put it up there. Above Fury, in that it was uplifting. And there were moments in that, especially when he was like at that scene when he was on the ridge, and he was just trying so damn hard, and you were just kind of silently rooting for him just to step it up and just like do more. He was kind of like, dude, just get off the ridge, just get off. You've done enough. Like we saved those 2-3 guys. You get enough. And you know, he's just kind of dipping back and forth. There was this real tension in him doing it. Even though I knew he lived, it was just kind of like, you know, what the it was like. God dang, this guy's just going through hell to get these guys. I'm like, I can understand how you felt it. You felt like, dude, he's got to save one more person. If he can't save all of them, dude, he's going to be crushed. And he was doing it. I'll put this above Fury, and that was slightly above it, only because it was a far more uplifting message. You felt far better about everything after you left that movie.
Indeed.
You know, it's James, kind of like, you know, there are people like that in the world.
So this gives you faith in humanity again.
Pretty much. That definitely that's a worthy human being
right
there.
Stood by his convictions, and then in a situation where all that should have gotten thrown out of the window, mm-hmm. He was still the just person in the unjust world.
Okay. I have a question for both of you guys. So do you think this would be up for Academy Award?
I would make this my Oscar pick.
As of right now?
The only Oscar pick. Like, I don't care what else comes out.
Wow.
This is my Oscar pick.
What about you, Keithy? I mean, you're kind of quiet. So
it's definitely an Oscar pick. This is one of those movies that is, it was a phenomenally told story. He didn't like throw him in the spotlight as being the ultimate hero and the epitome of humanity and stuff. It was like, this is a story about what this guy did. And he kept the story as faithful as possibly could. For the most part, the action was just him running around grabbing folks, just dragging them off and just throwing them on his shoulder and running away. That was the heroic things he was doing.
Okay.
Let's try to wrap this up. Keith, what would you give this out of 10?
9.
All right. So I've toiled back and forth about my score with this, and I am also going to give this a 9.
Damn. Okay.
Teetered around 8.5 or 9, just because some of the slightly negative aspects that I mentioned earlier. The entire movie, as is, it's probably the best movie I've seen all year. As I said, it's my choice for an Oscar. It is one of my favorite war movies.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know what else to say about it. I mean, it's a great movie.
Damn, man. You enjoy it so much, you're a little flustered.
It's an amazing movie. I went to go see it, and I felt better having seen that movie. It empowered me.
Okay.
So I'm just going to wrap that up there. That's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, and YouTube.